Good morning, everyone. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb here at the National Hurricane Center with an 8 a.m. Eastern Time update on Tropical Storm Karen. Karen is centered over the middle of the Gulf of Mexico. Maximum sustained winds at 60 miles per hour. It does not look impressive on the satellite imagery, and that will probably continue to be the case over the next day or so due to wind shear impacting the system, pushing most of the thunderstorm activity off to the east of the center of circulation. Not much change expected in the strength of the system over the next day or so as it slowly moves generally to the north. As it moves to the northeast over the weekend, it will come ashore on some part of the northern Gulf Coast. We still have a hurricane watch in effect for the western Florida Panhandle, Alabama, Mississippi, southeastern Louisiana coastlines, not including the metropolitan New Orleans area. Also, southeast Louisiana in a tropical storm warning. Again, that also does not include New Orleans. They're under tropical storm watch. The hazards that we're going to contend with Karen are not just the wind that a tropical storm can produce, but also water. If you look at the shape of the coastline here in the north central Gulf Coast, where Mississippi and Louisiana come together, and compared to the track of Karen, there could be some pushing of the water into that area such that you could get storm surge flooding of 3 to 5 feet above ground level in some coastal areas, depending on the exact track and strength of Karen, the timing of the high tide. So storm surge near the coastline is a concern, and that stretches all the way over to the Florida Big Bend in the Apalachee Bay area. South of Tallahassee, you could see in some coastal areas 2 to 4 feet above ground level due to the storm surge. Then there's the rainfall hazard. Again, depending on exactly where Karen goes and where the thunderstorm bands line up, it could be 4 to 8 inches of rain in some spots near the northern Gulf Coast. And that can cause inland flooding, not just at the immediate coast, but farther inland as Karen and what's eventually left of it head northeastward. Again, a little bit of strengthening possible at some point between now and when it makes final landfall. Best advice at this point is to heed the instructions from your local emergency management officials. And if you do that and don't tune out during the weekend, you should be able to stay safe during Karen. That's it from the National Hurricane Center. I'm Dr. Rick Nabb.